Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a daily opportunity to stop for a moment and listen to God. Let me read to you from the Bible. Acts chapter 1, verses 9 to 11. Jesus was taken up into a cloud while they were watching, and they could no longer see him. As they strained to see him rising into heaven, two white-robed men suddenly stood among them. "Men of Galilee," they said, "why are you standing here staring into heaven? Jesus has been taken from you into heaven, but someday he will return from heaven in the same way you've seen him go." The ascension of Jesus brought his ministry on earth to an end in an amazing way. It's not surprising that the disciples looked intently into the sky to see where he'd gone. I'm sure we'd have all done the same. As they stood there, they were informed that the day will come when Jesus will return in the same way as he left. The second coming of Jesus should be our confident expectation. It should be constantly in our minds, not as a threat, but as the most wonderful promise. When I was a small boy, I must confess that I thought of it entirely as a threat. Whenever I couldn't find my mother in the house, I always assumed that Jesus had returned and I'd been left behind. But the fact that Jesus will return is presented to us in the New Testament as a cause for encouragement. The fact that Jesus will return one day is a reminder that history is in God's hands, and at the time that he chooses, the curtain will be brought down. The knowledge that Jesus will return one day also encourages us to ensure that we keep our minds focused on serving the Lord. Jesus told a number of parables to stress the importance of keeping alert all the time, because we don't know precisely when he'll return. The parable of the 10 bridesmaids is a warning that we need to be fully prepared so that we don't miss the moment. The parable of the servants reminds us that we need to work really hard with whatever resources we've been given. Whether Jesus returns during our lifetime or not is not the point. What matters is that we're always ready. Let me pray with you. Lord Jesus Christ, we pray that we will always live in readiness for your return. Amen. Thanks for listening today. I do hope you have a good day and that you'll listen in each day to Be Still and Know here on Premier Radio.